It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Why is it on the wrong channel? Welcome, welcome, welcome. There we go. That's the right song. The Speak Out 2.0, live today, in the rain, in Bullhead City, from our studio. It is the 25th already of August. Wow, just flying by. It's currently 74 degrees outside, and says 66% chance of rain. So, we were hearing thunder, and you don't hear lightning. Heard thunder while we were sitting in here waiting to start the program with our guests. We have a full studio today. Three guests. I guess that's all we can get in here. We've had more, and you have to pass around a microphone. Hey, by the way, if you want to call in during the program, you can do that. We have a special number. It's 234-343-1065. And if you want to text, because people do, you can also text all three of our local live shows, Common Ground, Speak Out, and Speak Out 2.0. One number, we pass it around the county, 928-727-5566. So you can send a text question in. And one of our sponsors of our program is Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the room is full. We've wiped out the Public Affairs Department. We brought them all in here. Imagine how many people are walking around right now at MEC going, where's everybody? Where's the whole Public Affairs Department? We have Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
And Heather.
Good morning.
Mary. And Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody?
It's Monday.
Splendid. Your weekend was busy?
Yes, very eventful.
So when they lose power, does your cell phone just go off automatically, Allison, or what?
So there's a couple different types of notifications that we receive as the public affairs team. There's a broader outage group that involves operations and a couple other different departments. And so if there is an outage that's related to substations, then it comes out as an automatic email notification.
Uh-huh.
Also, there is, like if there's a 911 call that comes in and it's related to power, then that goes also through the operations manager, and then that is shared with the greater group as well.
Like so, a crash where someone took out a pole?
Crash, yeah, or lines down, just kind of an isolated incident instead of, you know, the whole substation is that, which is obviously much larger.
Yeah, it
outage.
Was. Did you lose power at your house too?
In Topak?
Yeah.
We did not, luckily. But
there's a reason to move to Topak.
But pretty much everywhere.
Everybody else in Bullhead did, right?
Yeah. For a very short time, thank goodness. But it was a large outage, over 20,000.
45 minutes. It was, I mean, that's what I timed. I don't know what your official time was. In her notes. Yeah.
What did I write here? Yeah, so 20,271 members were restored power in pretty much 40 minutes.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So, but that's a very large outage for us. You're pretty much talking about every substation that we have in Bullhead, and the reason why is because the storm actually affected the transmission provider's line.
That brings it to you.
Between Davis Dam and Oatman. And so bringing that transmission to us that filters to all those substations, that's where the issue was. So every single substation was affected.
Which is kind of like a couple years ago when, you don't want to talk about that anymore, but I will. When the whole town, I mean, everything was dead except Laughlin, because it happened in Golden Valley and took out your Your supplier.
Yes, another transmission provider outage based off of another severe storm. And then that one, though, had 141 poles that went down all the way down to Mojave Valley that came along with it. So
141 was your total number lost that day?
Yes, in Labor Day of 2022.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this last weekend, there was 15
Labor Day's
poles.
This weekend.
I know. I'm having PTSD already.
You better get some MREs so you can just eat on the road when you're going back and forth between your house and the office.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks ago, you had a microburst come through town, and that took some poles down off of Riverview.
Yeah, we had 7 poles over there by Riverview in Bullhead City, and then we also had 2 more poles that went down in Mojave Valley.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then there was lightning strikes at our substations as well as a transformer. So we kind of had it still scattered from Bullhead City all the way down to Mojave Valley.
Lightning strikes at your substations, that's got to be a real thrill for your crew.
Unfortunately, it's not too uncommon, and there are self-protection devices and equipment that are built in between the substations and the poles in order to try to protect the entire system.
Okay. All right.
So
like Saturday night, to have all the power back on to 20,000 people in 40 minutes is kind of amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
I mean, to me, as a purchaser, as a customer, I think it's amazingly quick.
Yes. And that's to give kind of the difference in the magnitude of what is a transmission provider outage versus what's a distribution outage, because MEC is technically a distribution electric cooperative. So that's where the 7 poles, I believe it was, that was down by our substation is what made the 103 members have to wait to get power restored until 12:36 in the morning.
Okay.
So it is one of those power provider, massive, and then we narrow it down. But as you get narrower and more targeted, it ends up becoming a longer process to restore power.
Just out of curiosity, how many teams in your trucks do you have out Saturday night? Do you have anybody prepared for this, or do you just wait till the power goes off?
No.
I mean, you have guys on call, I know. But, I mean, are they, like, in their trucks and ready to go, or...
They pretty much see the same alerts that we do, and so that starts in their clock of how long they have from where they're at to report to the office and then get ready and get deployed. So obviously there's several folks that are employees that live here locally in Bullhead City and can get to the office.
Good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that being on wildland fires in the Public Information Bureau, wildland fires have a meteorologist assigned to them because wildland will make its own weather. Do you have somebody at MEC who calls themselves a meteorologist that's watching storms? Like, you're all laughing because you do. But, I mean, that watches these storms and can sit back and go, look, we're going to get hit, guys. We're going to lose some poles.
Technically, we do not have a weather meteorologist position. I do know that some of the investor-owned utilities that have higher rates and, you know, some of those can obviously look into that. We do communicate regularly with the National Weather Service. We also communicate regularly with Mike Browning at Mojave County.
Okay.
So any type of, hey, this is potentially going to be a larger storm and things like that, we do have. We have more of a team and a group that we participate with instead of having in-house meteorologists.
Okay. So does your team get some kind of notifications on Saturday that say, hey, we might have an issue here?
We do. They actually, when I say they, National Weather Service is pretty good at sharing weekly updates, whether if it's temperature-related or if it's storm weather-related, and then they usually give us a heads-up the day of, and then they even sometimes give us a heads-up when they send out the alerts to everybody's cell phones and flash flood warnings, so they're pretty communicative.
I'm off of Silver Creek, and when the power went off, we had no rain. I mean, and I only knew that it sprinkled the next day because of my windshield. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know that. Because it dries so fast when it's 120 degrees here.
And I think Heather has a story to...
I live closer to Catherine's Landing, so that's kind of where it originated from. And over there, it kind of, there was winds up to 70 miles an hour, and it was quite intensive. We were outside just trying to grab some things to, you know, so they don't fly away.
Right.
And it was pretty, it was a pretty intense storm. There was quite a lot of damage around our neighborhood. My nephew had his car windows, blown out from either something hitting it or maybe a lightning strike, but there was quite a bit of damage over in the Sunridge and off the 68 area.
Yeah, because I saw pictures on Sunday, you know, like roofs missing and stuff, and I was shocked, because I'm going, well, I didn't feel a thing. You know, and I'm thinking, these storms, the last two or three that have come through have been very precise in the area, and they're gone.
Yeah, when I was coming down the next day, down the 68, you saw all the damage, and then as soon as you got to the bridge and across that little, you know, parkway area, then it was like nothing ever happened.
I know. Well, that's the way the weather
works. That's the weather for you, right?
Yeah.
Mother Nature.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about start talking about your sheet you all typed up, because you have a lot of projects going on right now.
Well, we can jump over to Operation Cool Shade because our sales start today. Today is the official opening of our sales.
Today's the day.
Yes. They go through October the 2nd, or while supplies last. The four trees we have this year are some fan favorites. We do have another one that we brought back from a previous year, which is Desert Willow Bubba Jones, so that we didn't have that one last year.
Desert Willow Bubba Jones?
Yes. It will accompany Desert Willow Sweet Bubba Seedless. So they're kind of like a flowery type of a tree. And then we have Joan Leone Texas Live Oak. That's a popular one as well. And then our Chase Tree.
Okay. All right. So how much are they this year?
Same as they have been in previous years, $9 per tree, and they're up to 8 trees per member on a first-come, first-served basis.
8 trees this time?
Yes. It's been that for a couple of years now, but yes, 8 trees.
Because I remember one time it was 4.
It used to be 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And how many trees will you bring in?
2,100 every year, and we usually sell out. So it's always important that if you're interested in this, you could go ahead and contact member service.
And the best way to do it is go right down to the office on Hancock. And
yeah, you can go down there, you can call them over the phone, or you can purchase online as well.
Okay.
So if you go to MojaveElectric.com, there's a portal where you can purchase your tree as well.
Oh, that's simple. All right. Or just call 763-1411?
763-1100.
963-1100. Too many numbers in this town to remember.
That's okay. I can barely remember it, and I'm not talking about all
I probably just
numbers.
Gave out the Boys and Girls Club or something. I don't know what. 763-1100. You can call MEC today and order your trees, up to 8 per customer. I always, you know, our Kiwanis Club, we always give out the trees. They're all set up, and they're ready to go, and they come up. They pull up to us, and they have, like, say we're the yellow card. There's, like, 9 yellow cards on the windshield wiper. You know, we have to load 9 trees because they're picking them up for them, the next door neighbor, the guy across the street. And when you get to the truck, there's already 10 trees in the back of the truck from the previous stations. But a lot of people get together, and this is a big deal for them.
It's one of our largest events, surprisingly. And I believe we've been partnering on this program for over 18 years.
Have you got customers that have called you or mentioned to you that, you know, I put in a tree 9 years ago and now it's big and shady and my electric bill's gone down?
I don't know that. I don't believe any of us have received those calls. Maybe Courtney or Bill over at Energy Services.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Has. We did do the Currents Magazine photo contest, right, on Show Us Your Cool Shade Trees, and so we did receive a few good submittals there. So that was a while back.
And you partner with the gardeners for this.
Which the Master Gardeners.
Master Gardeners, which is huge because they tell the consumer how to plant them.
Yes, they have a class as well in October. I believe it's October. It's on a Tuesday or Wednesday,
okay.
But they have that towards the end of October. Also, the reason why we do this shade program is we mentioned shading your home, but to make sure that you're shading it next to your home so that you are getting that shade for your house so that it saves on electricity. So if you plant it, you know, out by your fence, it's not really shading your home and it doesn't really help for your electricity. But another thing that's really important to point out, anytime that you dig for new trees, it's important that you call Arizona 811 to make sure that you're having your utility locators marked so that you're not hitting any of the underground utilities when you're planting your tree.
Don't take out your own power.
Yeah, because you do kind of need to know those things. You'd hate to think you're going to put in this tree and save money on electricity, but then you stuck a water line and it cost you $500 to get that fixed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, call 811 and they'll come out and stake it for you. Or you tell them where you want it and they'll say good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah. Okay. Now that starts today.
People
call
and then
or come in.
You call, and then for pickup, it's going to be in November, November the 15th for the Bullhead area trees. And then if you purchase a tree in Kingman, it's going to be that Monday, November the 17th. Now, our times are a little different this year. It's going to be 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. in Bullhead. Usually it goes to noon, but this year we did at 11 a.m. because they are all picked up by a certain time, so we're doing 7 a.m. by 11 a.m. And then on that Monday for Kingman, it's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. as well.
And by the way, you don't have to show up at 7 o'clock in the morning. There's always a line at 7 a.m. of these people. I don't know if they think they're going to get a better tree at 7. you don't get to get out of your vehicle and pick your tree. We just load them, all the volunteers that do this. Who are some of the other clubs that volunteer for this?
Oh, goodness. Where's Courtney? So we've got, like, the key clubs. So Mount Key Club, there's a second Key Club.
ROTC.
ROTC. Even the Boy Scouts have Interact folks. We're reaching out to some of the fire cadets and maybe the Police Academy folks. There's definitely a lot of groups besides, you know, like Kiwanis.
Right.
And any community member that will volunteer, that we have quite a few of those, as well as you as well, that like to volunteer.
Yeah, cool.
And then we have our employees who volunteer as well.
Yeah.
So, we appreciate all of our volunteers.
Of course. Now, next Monday, you kick off the D.C. tour again.
Yes.
Tell us, Christina.
Christine. Youth Tour. For high school juniors, parents or guardians are MEC members can apply starting September 1st for the Washington Youth Tour trip that will take place summer of 2026. It's an all expenses paid trip for these high school juniors. Our students who went this last year just raved about it.
Yeah.
They have such a good time, and it's an easy application, a 300 or 500 word essay, and then our top scores of the essays come in for an in-person presentation in front of judges.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do they get the information? Is it on the website also?
Yes. On the website, we'll also be sending flyers to the schools, so you can go to MojaveElectric.com, and they can go under...
I think it's community.
And then it says Washington Youth Tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's an expensive investment for MEC. Allison?
Who does that? But it's one of those where we feel like this could be a life-changing experience. It's not just taking in all of the knowledge that you learn about D.C. and our rich history as America, but you also get to witness it and see it firsthand and be like, okay, so I've heard about the Declaration of Independence or this building, and here it is in front of me, like tangible.
You get to walk right past it. Yeah.
Right. Not to mention all of the relationships and friendships that you end up building from folks across the country and the other co-ops. So it's one of those where I think it's invaluable. And so, yes, it is a financial commitment, but it's one that I think, like I said, has an invaluable return for the members.
I know. Last year I had Kenny in here who had told all the judges last year that he wanted to come on the radio. And the next morning I bumped into two different – well, I had one on the show, Fire Chief from Mojave Valley, and then I ran into Jeff Gift. And by the time I started the show, I had two people tell me Kenny wants on. And so I brought him in, and he talked about it. But he thought that the tour – like opened him up as mm-hmm. being able to speak. And he said, I came back a whole new kid.
He really did. I mean, when he did his presentation, he was a shy kid, and he was very quiet. He went on this trip, he came back, and public speaking was a whole new thing for him. So
yeah.
It was really nice.
There's no problem telling people, I want a Larry show.
He actually presented to the parents at our last judging presentation and showed them a slideshow.
How cool.
So for him to do that on his own and want to do that is just pretty amazing.
That's neak. Yeah. I like it. All right. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, of course. And we're also brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. Yeah, it's a little misty out there. Maybe you want a massage today. Go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your time.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course. Wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your summer tee time starting at 5:30 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Streaming, gaming, video conferencing, live life uninterrupted with 100% fiber internet from TWN. Reliable service, fast speeds, local support. That's the TWN advantage. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNcom.com for details and terms and conditions of service.
Arnold here at Bradley Chevrolet. The temps are rising and the prices are falling with 0% financing on select new Chevrolets. Save up to $9,500 on Silverado 1500s, plus 0% financing for 60 months. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle and receive 1 year free maintenance. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Stock number 5628, 0% financing on approved credit financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from Rumblehead City Studio, in the rain. Come up with a rainy song for today, rainy days and Mondays.
Another rainy night,
yeah. We're back with Mojave Electric Cooperative Public Affairs Division in the studio, Allison and Heather and Christine. Yeah. We were talking about the D.C. tour, and how many kids did you send last year? Do you remember?
We sent seven.
Seven?
Okay. NEC sponsored six, and TWN sponsored our seventh
student.
Oh,
cool. All right. So that partnership is really good between TWN and NEC. It's getting bigger. I had TWN, well, Allison has it at her house. I've had TWN for like 2 years. I have no complaints. I've never had to call them and say, it's out. Why is it weak?
Never.
I know. You can't say that if you're with Brand X. You can only say that if you're with TWN, right? And Allison figured out a way to get her whole community signed up.
Oh, yeah, single-handedly.
Single-handedly, yes. She and her dogs walked door to door in downtown Topak and told everybody, sign up, sign up, sign up. Yeah. It worked, though. And they, I think they're like 26,000 maybe connections.
24,000 plus have access
24,000.
Now from Bullhead South all the way to Topa.
And some of you may have it either on a pole behind your house or underground, and you might not know it's there. So you may call and say, can I get hooked up? And they go, be there tomorrow, you know, because it's already there. And so all you got to do is run it to your house and stick it in, and bang. And then I have what they call a mesh system, which moves it through your whole property. I have, I have a ring cameras, and, you know, you got to get it to the signal to them. And so you use a mesh system, and then it's everywhere. It doesn't go off. Doesn't fade. Well, Saturday night it did.
God bless the power.
Yes, yes. It was better when it came back on. And boy, you realize how well it works when you don't have it, and you're sitting in a dark room. You have nothing but a flashlight, you know, and you have your phone, but you can't get on nothing because there's, you know, hate to say it, but even the cell towers they're down.
Correct.
They're dead. Yeah.
And it's important to know that if you don't have it, there are no installation fees. There's no term commitment.
That's
so at
right.
the end of the year, they're not going to raise the price on you. And another important thing is MEC members receive a $5 discount. If you're a senior or an active military, you can have another $5 discount. And then there's auto pay. So it's $12 altogether that you can get up to off on the regular price.
And there's five different plans. So you base it upon how much internet you use in your house. And when I sat down and made my little list, you'd be surprised. You got tablets and phones and, you know, ring cameras and everything.
And you're streaming.
Yeah.
Well, floodlights.
My wife, who?
Floodlights. Ring floodlights.
Oh, yeah. I have that in my garage. Yeah. And, yeah, you add all that up and then you realize, oh, I need the middle plan. So.
And TWN recently, I mean, I guess it's been a year now, but so it's not recently anymore, but it feels like it. They raised all their speeds at the same price. So nobody in this area has done that as well. The lowest speed available is 300 megabytes, and it's for a low price of $49.95. So.
And they did that, and nobody paid an extra penny.
Correct.
They just, because according to Ina, they're corporation decided that the basic home needed a faster speed. And so they just provided it to everybody for free. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, you didn't have to do a thing.
I know.
It just happened.
They just did it and then told us about it afterwards. I know.
Free upgrade.
You got to like TWN as a community partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also received a broadband technical assistance BTA grant with TWN to start looking at the pre-engineering work for our eastern service territory, which is the larger part of our service territory.
Okay.
So pretty much everything outside of Kingman going down south to Wiki Up. So we'll be starting that work the end of this year, beginning of 2026, too.
How exciting.
It is exciting. I know that they've been waiting a lot longer. They don't have anybody connected. And so we're definitely trying to get over there. And we did apply for another grant that we're hopeful may come to fruition in the next week or so. So fingers crossed on that. We might have some really good news for the Eastern Service Territory.
Good. They would like that. Everyone likes it. I know. It's amazing that how quick online and everything has become just a normal part of our lives until a storm takes out the power and then nothing works.
Okay, yeah. PTSD.
She's worried about the weekend. All right, let's get another break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're a CNA or you want to be a CNA, give them a call. They'll help you get that certificate, 763-1404. And we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. That's right. You're looking for a mortgage and you want the guy with the key to the vault? Call Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691.
No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end.
The
Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has four new pancake flip platters. Strawberry cheesecake pancakes with eggs and bacon or sausage. There's the new chocolate caramel cheesecake platter, the new bacon and cheddar platter with a fruit bowl, and the new ham and sausage huge platter. All new loaded breakfast platters are under $13 each. Available open to close. Of course, the full breakfast menu is always available and order anytime. Only at Perkins American Food Company, Bullhead City.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. By the way, if you ever want to call in during our program, you're welcome to 234-343-1065. And you can also text questions now if you want to do that. 928-727-5566. Not just Speak Out 2.0, but also Speak Out and also Common Ground, which is tomorrow. And you can check that out. Also tomorrow, Paul Lavoie is back from vacation and ready to take to the microphone tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Yeah. We're back in our studio with Mojave Electric Cooperative Public Affairs. Allison as the Supreme Commander, and Heather as backup, and Christine as backup.
That's right. We are her backup singers.
So, a lot going on. You've got district meetings coming up.
We do. September is right around the corner, as we know, and starting on Monday, September the 15th, is our District 1 meeting, and this year it is going to be at Mojave Valley Fire Department.
Okay.
Then the Tuesday, September the 16th, it's going to be at Bullhead City, Mojave Valley's Realtor Association off of Hancock. And then Wednesday, September the 17th, District 3 meeting is going to be at Anderson Auto Group Field House, then followed by the annual meeting on Thursday, which is the 18th, also at the Auto Group Field House.
And usually at the annual meeting, you give things away.
We do raffle prizes. It's a members-only event.
Right.
We're also going to have member gifts for the member household. And then we have quite a few vendor booths for our members to stop by. This year we are going to have a bylaw amendment, so voters will be voting on that as well. We're going to be having a Navajo plaque presentation. It's going to be from our Light Up Navajo project that we had, and Allison can speak a little bit more to that.
Okay.
So, I guess Light Up Navajo has been doing this project for multiple years, going back to right before COVID. And it was in partnership, so it's I'm trying to think of the acronym here, but the actual utility partnered with, received a grant essentially. And so if any volunteers like us utilities that have volunteer linemen that want to go out, or if they can afford to bring a bucket truck or wherever they go, then the rest of the trip is actually covered by the tribe. And at this point, Navajo tribe is the largest tribe in the country, and it covers parts of Arizona, Utah, New Mexico.
Wow.
Okay. So literally, you kind of got a window like this week of when you're going to go, but you don't know where you're going yet. And so finally, we had two linemen volunteer, and they headed up to Tuba City, which is north of Flagstaff, and they spent an entire week there with all the other volunteer crews and with the tribal crew, literally bringing in new line into the most remote places in order to get single folks connected for service for the first time in their entire life.
That's got to be, for the crews that go, that's got to be so satisfying that you did that.
Yes, I mean, I think it was just eye-opening for everybody, and when I got to interview the linemen, you know, I wrote down some of their statements, and I actually got to interview one of the tribal members, Esther, who was literally getting her power turned on the very next day. And so it's all in our upcoming Currents magazine.
When do we get that?
End of September.
Oh, another month?
Almost, yeah.
It will be here before you know it.
Yeah, but it's a great story. And
look at Heather being all positive.
But Navajo tribe, they've been a delight to work with, and they actually threw a big appreciation dinner for the linemen and all the voluntary crews, and then they would like to get plaques for everybody, the tribes, or the utilities that participated, and so they offered to do it at our annual meeting.
How neat.
So
I like it.
So that's something that's going to be new at the annual meeting. The other thing that we're going to be announcing at our annual meeting is another fun topic, and that is the announcement of the 80th logo, the final logo. That was part of this long contest, right?
How many submissions did you get?
Over 50, I believe.
Really?
It was really amazing. We loved all the member engagement.
The talent.
Yeah. Some of them, because I did a poster contest one time up Fox Creek and found the same thing. I was like, oh, look at these posters. Mm-hmm. You know, some people really take their time. And, of course, now with graphics and the Internet, some people don't even know how to make something, but they can do it in the computer.
ChatGPT.
I was about to say that.
Chat, you want to make a logo for me?
We did. We received over the 50 submittals, but there was kind of like a top 12. And, I mean, those contenders were really hard to narrow down to who could actually be the winner. So, but it was great in terms of the level of participation and the, like I said, level of skill and talent that we received. And so we have officially narrowed it down. We brought it to the board of directors last week. They blessed it. So we are moving forward with it, and it will be announced.
So you have the winner now out of the top 12?
Mm-hmm. They just don't know that they're their winner yet.
They don't?
No, we haven't talked to them yet.
We had semifinalists.
Yeah. When do you call them and tell them?
Soon. Yeah. Soon, later. We're going to announce it at our annual meeting.
Heather nailed that right down.
Day before annual meeting, we'll call
them. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Pretty much.
Can you stop by the Anderson Fieldhouse? So what do they receive now?
$100 cash.
Yeah. Oh,
dang. And bragging rights.
Yeah, bragging rights.
Yeah, because
that's huge.
That'll be around for what? At least 5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
You could change all the logos on the trucks and everything?
We haven't talked about doing that on the operations side, but definitely all of our print and digital materials for sure, any billboards.
Cool.
But we could go all out. It is the 80th anniversary.
Yeah, so. That's big. That's big. Okay. SunWatt Educational Grants. You guys like giving money away.
We do when we can. And so this is for any teacher or any school who wants to submit a project that is based on renewable energy or any sustainability concepts. And that is due to us on the 31st of this month, so just a few more days left. So please get your projects in. So we just need a project, a lesson plan, materials, a budget breakdown, and then just send it to MECPA at MojaveElectric.com, and we'll take a look at it. Every year we usually get some pretty interesting ones. So last year there was a project that was submitted for solar ovens and to make s'more treats.
Don't tell anybody in Oatman. They're going to want to make eggs with them.
So, and then the other grant actually was a renewable energy idea that they had actually incorporated on a farm-to-table platform.
Oh.
And so we actually gave two SunWatts Education Awards last year. And so we have up to $10,000 available in the budget. So, like I said, we can fund multiple projects or one large project depending on the scope.
So if you know a teacher in our MEC district, you should be telling them about this, and they can come up with a lesson plan and submit it. And
just make sure they submit it by Sunday. Sunday is the deadline.
Yeah. This is the last week. You got 7 days to submit it, and then you might get it funded by MEC and have a whole new type of an event in your classroom that you didn't have to pay for. And you didn't have to go to the superintendent and have him say, sorry, we don't have any money. So that's awesome. I like it. Giving away grants is perfect. National Night Out?
Yeah, National Night Out is coming up on Wednesday, October 1st. And
is it going to be at the police department again? Probably.
Yeah.
Lori, if you're listening, text me.
Lori, I emailed you this morning.
She's off on Mondays. But National Night Out is usually at the police department, and they set up all their police SWAT vehicles and everything, and MEC is a partner in that.
Yeah. We had a touch a truck area last year, so we'll be bringing that back in. A lot of vendors, and then we have raffle prizes we give away. So it's a good time to see everybody come out from the community.
I missed signing up for a raffle last year. I didn't know that.
Oh, stop by the MEC booth.
I guess I will, And by the way, because of MEC, next year at the Kids Expo, your booth will be next to your truck.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
You just made Allison's day.
Seriously.
Good. Now she will sing on the way home. I took it to our committee, and I said some of the people wanted their – because Lori Duggins did too. She went – but I kind of made hers next to hers. But so, yeah, next year we're going to put all the people who bring their touch of trucks will all have their booths right next to them. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Happy camper.
Okay,
right
good.
Here.
Good. See, doesn't take much to please Allison. It's just move her next to her trucks. That's all. We haven't talked about Co-op Connections for a long time.
Co-op Connections.
Yes,
Co-op
Connection card.
I just used my discount app. I used my app. We went to D'Angelo's over the weekend. I received 10% off of my entree order at D'Angelo's over the weekend.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. So
did you text Toby and tell her thank you?
No, but she told my server thank you.
Oh, okay. She might get the word.
Yeah. Toby did set up the program for her discount. But discounts or promotions, any of our MEC business members can reach out to me, email at MECPA. We can discuss what kind of promotion or discount that you'd like to offer. I can help you with your online ad, and we also rotate a lot of our business member ads in the Co-op Connection page in the Currents magazine.
Oh.
We also do radio ads for them as well. So it's a really good thing. And the online app and the card, you know, it's 24/7 advertising.
Yeah.
So at night I could be looking, saying, okay, where do I want to go eat? Let me look at my app, and then it's ready to go the next day.
And speaking of eating, there was one business that came off of your Co-op Connection because he complained that there was too many people using it, and that was Perkins, because he said 8-10 people a day were coming in with a Co-op Connection card, and he said that's not what he wanted. You know, he didn't mind giving a discount, but all of a sudden it was out of reach.
maybe we just need to look at what he was offering. Maybe he needs to change his promotion.
Yeah. And I think members sometimes forget, but they're like, okay, you want something from me. Okay, here, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah.
And then not realize, like, they can change their promotion
anytime.
Every month.
He probably didn't think about that. Yeah.
You know, because it's one of those where, especially, it's like, oh, a holiday, so I'm going to give a holiday promotion. And you don't necessarily even have to offer a discount. You're just promoting a product or promoting a service during that because maybe it's a popular time for you.
Okay.
So
so you're very flexible with whatever their discount is or whatever they want to do.
Mr. Pond just joined us a couple months ago, and every month we rotate one of his promotions.
Okay.
Online.
All right, right next to Denny's in Bullhead. Yeah. All right. So let's take our last break. And then we're about 10 minutes away from Sean Hannity joining you. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by, well, speak of the devil, Perkins America Food Company. That's right. Right now you get a burger, fries, and pie, all three, Monday through Friday for only $9.99. Check that out. And brought to you by TWN. Call the local number, 444-8232, if you want to sign up for TWN.
Ever been dropped in the middle of a video call? Trapped in endless buffering? Internet hiccups can ruin your day. But with 100% fiber from TWN, you receive fast, reliable service with unlimited data, so you can stream, work, and game uninterrupted. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNcom.com for details and terms.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course. Wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your summer tee time starting at 5:30 a.m. at LaughlinRanch.com.
It's 000 at Bradley Ford. Hey, this is Robert, and right now Ford has zero down, 0% interest, and zero payments for 90 days. Keep your cash where it belongs, in your pocket. Lease an F-150 Supercrew with an MSRP of $54,960 with zero down and $499 per month. Ford is built in America for America. Come see us in person. We have the biggest selection in Mojave County, or visit us at BradleyFord.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
In a city known for its long-standing favorites, one name stands above the rest. The people of Havasu have spoken. Blonde Z's is the best steakhouse in town. From perfectly cooked juicy cuts to the inviting atmosphere, Blonde Z's isn't just another spot. It's your spot. Here to stay, here to serve, and here to bring you the best steak you've ever had. Oh, a little not-so-secret secret, the breakfast, it's the talk of the town. Welcome to Blonde Z's Steakhouse, Lake Havasu's choice, now and forever.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top 5 year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators KT92ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, KT93 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and KT94 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're 5 minutes away from news, about 10 minutes away from Sean Hannity. And we're visiting with MEC, and you wanted to go over some events.
Yes.
Where MEC teams up with everybody in our town and does events.
Yeah. You know, fall time is a great time. It starts cooling down. People start coming out of their homes.
Yeah.
So, September 13th up in Kingman, there's a 4-H livestock auction, and you wouldn't think that's something that we join.
I've heard about that.
But we, a few of us, go up there
okay.
To bid on some of the animals.
That's because Allison animals. Wears boots frequently.
Yes, she does.
My statement right.
Are you wearing boots today?
I am wearing boots.
See what I mean?
So with 4-H, what we're looking for is some of the 4-H members who are within our MEC service territory.
Okay.
Because sometimes even if we aren't unable to bid on their animal, we'll do an add-on. And what an add-on is a donation to their...
We're boosting up the price of
yeah,
their animal.
Of their animal to help them recoup.
Oh, okay.
It's just one of those when the auction gives you the full list of all the participants, and obviously it's extensive because
yeah.
there's different types of animals.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't say, oh, I live in Kingman versus Valley Vista versus
okay.
you know Fort Mojave. And so
Mojave Valley, yeah.
there's no way for us to tell if you're an actual participant or a member of Mojave Electric.
So if there's someone listening and their child participates in 4-H, they should call 763-1100 and ask for
Public Affairs.
Public Affairs.
Yeah. yeah. Or email MECPA
yeah.
and be like, this is our animal.
This is my chicken I'm getting rid of. Yeah. My lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
I think it's
up.
Cool that kids can do that.
I showed sheep. I had little Penelope. I had a little lamb.
Yeah?
I showed 4-H 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Recently?
No, when I was a kid.
Well, I was just checking. I don't know.
Yesterday.
You know, maybe. You know, well, what the heck?
I think I was in junior high. Yeah.
yeah.
Sure, 2 years in a row and, when I lived in Apple Valley, so over in that area.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cool thing for kids.
It is.
It's a real ask when you say, you're going to raise this, and then we're going to give it away or sell it. Or you know, that's a tough one. It's like people
yeah.
that want to foster pets. That's hard
yeah.
to do.
For sure.
You had a hard time with it? Yeah. Do you don't want to talk about it?
I lived it, so it's a.
Allison's over there giving us hand signals and everything.
I'm like, I volunteer.
All of a sudden,
that,
her mic died or something. I don't know what. Okay, so
yeah.
so it wasn't your favorite thing growing up.
Oh, I didn't even know about it when I was growing up.
Oh, okay, but you guys are involved now. That's good.
Yes,
I like that
because we support our members. Faithfully.
Yes. Give the email again and the phone number in case somebody hasn't heard.
They can call us at 763-1100 or email at MECPA@MojaveElectric.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, ladies. And just a couple things to tell you about going on. Thursday, there is a Bullhead City volunteer fair in the council chambers from 4 o'clock until 6. Call the council chamber. Call the city if you have a question, 928-763-9400. Friday morning, the Laughlin Chamber has a business breakfast, 8:30 to 9:30. Call the chamber if you have a question, 702-298-2214. And finally, on Sunday, check out the skies around you because the AV is setting off fireworks about 8:30 in the sky. Everyone have a great day. Sean Hannity's up next. And thank you all for tuning in. And, checking us out. I'm back on Friday. Rich Lettman, our Mojave County Supervisor, will be in the studio with us.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.